With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Whitefish-based Potter's Field Ministry is facing new allegations that it misrepresented a program that provided food to kids in foreign countries. The ministry's new CFO is now saying that hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of donations were diverted to a missionary training program. Aaron Bolton explains.
In a video posted on the International Church Group Calvary Chapel Association's Facebook page Wednesday, the group's leader, Don McClure, said donations to Potter's Field Ministries' kids program weren't all being used to feed children at camps in Uganda, Guatemala, and Cambodia.
And one of the things, sadly, of the byproducts of this thing falling apart was that a lot of the money, whether, you know, it's none of my business here and now and things, but it wasn't going to the kids, you know, and which can easily happen. But
McClure did not provide details on where that money was allegedly going and could not be reached for comment, nor could the chapel provide documents to corroborate their claims. Calvary Chapel Association severed ties with Potter's Field leaders Mike and Pam Rozelle this spring after the association learned about alleged verbal and psychological abuse happening at Potter's Field facilities, which include 3 Mudman Burger locations in the Flathead Valley and 2 food trucks elsewhere. Calvary Chapel members were reportedly the main source of donations to Potter's Field. Rob McCoy, mayor of Thousand Oaks, California, and pastor at Godspeak Calvary Chapel, came in to shut down Potter's Field after the Rozelles stepped down. McCoy says that roughly half of the $100,000 plus per month in donations to the Potter's Field Kids Club that feeds children were used on another program.
The money that came in from the sponsors not only went to helping the kids clubs in countries like Uganda, Cambodia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and also the missionaries in those locations that oversaw the work with the children of those countries. But the money also went to support all of the Ignite students.
Ignite students would live and learn from missionaries in those countries for months at a time and pay up to $6,000 of their own money to participate in the program. McCoy says it cost more than that to feed, house, and buy plane tickets for students, and that's why donations were used to subsidize the program. Kenzie Kinney is a former Ignite student and handled Potter's Field's finances a few years ago. She says there were always more donations coming in than there were kids in the program.
And this would be like a very high guesstimate how many kids were actually in the program. I'd say maybe like 500. That would be between like all 5 countries.
Kinney adds that the Rozelles would show videos with hundreds of children being fed during their presentations in order to solicit donations from Calvary Church members, but says those images were from infrequent larger pastor conferences. She remembers working with about 20 kids on a weekly basis during her time in the program. She also says Potter's Field workers were told to Photoshop old letters from kids in the program to send out to donors.
We would always have to like cut off the dates so that they wouldn't know how old they were. And then we'd just photocopy like hundreds of them and then just trifold them all, mail them out, because we mail out these little things like, you know, thanks again for your support. And here is, you know, a thing for your from your, you know, prayer child. They wrote you a letter, and like just kind of send it out. But we had just been photocopying them. And
Kinney alleges that the Rozelles would write off personal expenses using excess donations and other profits from their popular Mudman Burger restaurants. Kinney does not have financial documents to corroborate her allegations about how Potter's Field handled donations. Calvary Chapel's Rob McCoy says he has found strange transfers of funds from Potter's Field Ministries to Potter's Field Ranch, both 501c3 nonprofits. He says that money was used on missionary work and that he has not found any illegal transactions.
I haven't at this point, but that doesn't mean I won't find that out.
As for the Kids Club program, McCoy says that will remain operational after the ministry is shut down, but adds that he's working to contact the roughly 8,000 donors in the program.
We're holding off running any of the monthly credit cards until all of the donors know what's taken place and give them the option to continue.
McCoy says he is seeking a reputable ministry that can run the program cheaply and that the remainder of Potter's Field assets are being liquidated by Godspeak Calvary Chapel. He says Godspeak will not hold on to any funds left over after the liquidation process. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.